From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama and his family are back home after a week-long trip that took them to Russia, Italy, and Mr. Obama's first visit as president to sub-Saharan Africa. The Obamas arrived at Andrews Air Force Base about an hour ago. Earlier Sunday, hundreds of invited guests cheered the president as he left the West African nation of Ghana. NPR Scott Horsley was there.
In a quick one-day trip to Ghana, Mr. Obama spoke to Parliament and visited a hospital where pregnant women and their children are cared for. Later, he and his family toured a historic fort where thousands of Africans were once herded onto slave ships. Mr. Obama said on one hand the fort was a scene of profound sadness, but he also said it was the starting point for much of the African-American experience and shows as bad as history is, it's possible to overcome.
It was a remarkable reminder that while the future is unknowable, the winds always blow in the direction of human progress.
Mr. Obama said progress in Africa depends on good government, which is missing on too much of the continent. He pointed to Ghana's relative prosperity as an example of what strong democratic institutions can achieve. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Accra, Ghana.
Congressional Democrats are urging the CIA to reveal details about a program that lawmakers say have been concealed from them. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Sylvester Reyes, says Congress needs to know what the CIA was doing before the program was shut down.
I know my Republican colleagues have tried to minimize it, but it is a highly classified program that has very serious international implications.
In an interview with NPR, Congressman Reyes said the CIA spent millions of dollars on the secret program. The New York Times is reporting that former Vice President Dick Cheney directed the CIA not to inform Congress about it. Current CIA Director Leon Panetta ended the program and briefed congressional intelligence committees about it late last month. NASA has scrubbed the liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour for a third time. There were 11 lightning strikes near the launch pad Friday, so engineers put off Saturday's liftoff to make sure the shuttle is safe. Pat Duggins has more from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
The primary concern is possible damage to the electronics on the space shuttle and the solid rocket boosters. Technicians spent the night examining the miles of wiring on Endeavour. Mission managers decided more time was needed to ensure the shuttle is ready to go. NASA's Mike Moses says Endeavour may be ready by tomorrow.
I have high confidence we'll get there in 24 hours, but I certainly cannot guarantee it. We might be here talking tomorrow that we're not ready yet.
Fuel leaks delayed the launch twice last month. Seven astronauts are waiting to install a new experiment platform on the International Space Station. Five spacewalks are planned to deliver the new hardware and swap out new batteries on the outpost. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Two men from Oklahoma have been killed and a third is missing after a tornado touched down in the Canadian province of Ontario. Dan Karpachuk has more from Toronto.
The victims were inside their cabin when the tornado struck. The force of the winds was so strong that the buildings were dislodged and thrown into a nearby lake. The tornado touched down Thursday night at the Fisherman's Cove Resort on Lac Seul, a popular hunting and fishing destination. According to the Tulsa World newspaper, 65-year-old Bernie Jackson and 70-year-old Stan Hollis, both of Oklahoma, were killed. 66-year-old Dennis Kincaid, also from Oklahoma, is still missing. Officials say all three men were inside the cabin when it was torn from the ground. The two bodies were found in the water about 12 feet from the shore. Five men inside another cabin were injured. Oklahoma is known for tornadoes, while in northern Ontario they're rare. Environment Canada says the deadly tornado ranked as an F2, packing winds of up to 150 miles an hour. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpachuk in Toronto.
Lawmakers in California appear to be moving toward a compromise with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger that could end a fight over how to fix a projected $26 billion budget deficit. Negotiators met for about 2.5 hours Saturday and plan to meet again Sunday. Aaron McClear is a spokesman for Schwarzenegger. He says that's a good sign.
We were at an impasse. Now it appears as though they're ready to talk, they're ready to compromise, and if that's the case, I think this can get done rather quickly. But we're not going to be able to get out of this with any kind of easy solution. It's going to take hard decisions to cut back on these programs and not to raise taxes.
The possibility of a breakthrough comes a week after the state had to start issuing IOUs to pay some bills. State workers have also had to take 3 days off a month without pay. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.